Miami, Buffalo Beach.
Blog Talk Radio.
AM 1470 with even more information you can use. It's talk radio for adults. Tune in for cutting-edge insight on the issues affecting your generation. Don't miss A Touch of Gray, Saturday afternoons at 1, only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network.
Are you lost and perplexed when it comes to your website? You'll want to tune in to the Internet Business Hour, where we answer everyday questions about web design, new web applications, online marketing, social media, and more. We make it simple to understand and give you the latest tips, tricks, and ideas to help you keep up in today's digital marketplace. Don't miss us. Tune in to listen to the Internet Business Hour Saturdays at 2 on WWNN AM 1470 and Sundays at 2 on WSBR AM 740 Radio.
Move a citrus plant and you're playing a dangerous game with America's Citrus. A lot could be lost. Lemon trees, orange trees, all the flavors we love. Take a shot, move a citrus plant, and you could be spreading a deadly citrus disease. Don't risk citrus. Don't move citrus, or we all lose. Citrus disease has killed millions of trees. Learn how you can help protect citrus at SaveOurCitrus.org. A message from the USDA.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Hollow.
Hey, hey, it's a Thursday afternoon, we're hanging out, and of course, we're having fun, and I want to welcome everybody to the show. Of course, Rockers in Recovery is now going to be on the Thursday spot, and we will be incorporating into that the East Coast music scene with Bubba Mac from New Jersey, the Bubba Mac Band, and Bubba Mac is going to be broadcasting every Thursday with us. We just got off the phone with him and confirmed that. And Tuesday afternoons at 2 o'clock, we will have the Bubba Mac Band. And I'm sorry, every Thursday, Bubba Mac will be on with us at 2 o'clock and Bubba Mac Band. And we'll be interviewing musicians. Bubba Mac's been a musician for many, many years and has dealt with everybody in the blues scene from everybody that's imaginable out there. I mean, it's a huge, 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 huge venue he has every year, the Bubba Mac Blues Fest in Ocean City, New Jersey. It's right on the boardwalk, the Ocean City Boardwalk. Actually puts it on, but Bubba Mac is the actual main sponsor for it. So we want to welcome Bubba Mac to Thursdays. And, of course, we want to welcome Bubba Mac to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio family. And, of course, you know something? It's Irish Day today. It's Irish Day. And, of course, if you're Irish, we want to welcome you to the show also. And it's St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day. And I got to tell you, you know, I'm half Irish, half Italian. And I got to today experience my Irish side. It was beautiful. I actually embraced my Irish heritage about 2 hours ago and expressed my Irish nature and feelings and was able to truly move on in a very Irish way. And, you know, this is how being Irish for me has satisfied me and works for me my whole life. So I appreciate being Irish, and I appreciate that half of my heritage. I'm sure there's a few people in the area that don't right now. But that's okay, because they really don't matter anyway. So, in the meantime, that being a loving statement, loving towards all, they do matter. They matter in God's eyes. God loves them. So, in the meantime, I am going to introduce my guest for today, Kevin.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Kevin King is usually here on Thursdays with our wealth show that is no longer on the air. But Bubba Mac is taking its place, which was an upgrade because we felt that the well thing just wasn't working anyway. So in the meantime, we got Bubba Mac coming in and doing all of what he's doing, and we're looking forward to, of course, him coming on the air. What are some of the things that the East Coast music scene is going to be doing?
Well, first of all, of course, we're going to have Bubba, and Bubba's got a lot of connections in the East Coast. Like you said, the blues community. Also, we're looking at other other people. Like, do you want me to mention some of the people we talked to? We got Eric Bazillion from the Hooters and also David Yusikian. They're doing a project called In the Pocket, which every month they release a new song until an album is compiled. And it supports the Settlement Music Center in Philadelphia. Underprivileged kids who want to learn to be musicians. So, yeah, it's very exciting.
Well, I think the way the structure is going to work out is, of course, the East Coast music scene will be played at 2 o'clock, and the 2 o'clock show will then re-air at night at 10 o'clock. So if you miss it during the day, you can catch it at night at 10 o'clock. And, of course, the East Coast music scene is going to have its own Blog Talk Radio account. So you're going to actually be able to link into that Blog Talk Radio account. Actually, those changes are being made this afternoon. And you'll be able to utilize that Blog Talk Radio account for Rockers in Recovery and also the East Coast music scenes, because we're going to add, start putting everything through there too. But at the same time, you can find us on Holistic Lifestyles Radio on Blog Talk. And you can check us out at WNNradio.com for the streamer. And, of course, you can listen to us on the 1470 airwaves right here on the AM dial in South Florida. It's an amazing thing when you think about all of the different folks that we have dealt with over the years. We got a lot of great stuff coming up, a lot of live events that we're doing. If you go to holisticlifestylesradio.com and you just read through the blogs there, you're going to see that over the next several months, we have about 15 different, shows, live broadcasts that we're doing and all of that. So we are going to go out to our first break right now. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Kevin King in regards to recovery, in regards to music, in regards to Keith Richards' new book. Some great things going on and some great literature out there right now musically that we want to talk about. We'll be back right after this message.
All Florida bail bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida bail bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making All Florida bail bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida bail bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast music scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit holisticlifestylesradio.com.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. 866-646-6488, and let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
You are listening to the Rockers in Recovery Radio Show. To learn more about the broadcast, go to holisticlifestylesradio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now back to today's show. Once again, your host, John Holland.
All right, welcome back. Of course, we got any Richie Supa in there? Or Ricky Bird? We got some good music? Yeah, it's got to be in the... I got to tell you, man, Joe behind the glass is looking smoking today.
It's amazing.
I mean, what's up, man? Why are you looking so good today,
Joe? You might have court today.
You got court? You got to go pay a ticket or something? we're close. We're close, see?
Wow.
See? I ain't giving it up, though.
Marrying a foreign bride, maybe, today?
Yeah, you got somebody coming in from China? Japan? Sorry. Listen, we want to give our condolences, of course, for all of the stuff that's happening in Japan right now. It's an awful situation that's going on out there. And, you know, that whole thing, I mean, look at the meltdown end of it. And, you know, I was watching just some of the cable news networks this morning, and, you know, everybody's freaking out. I mean, you're looking at it being at a point right now where they're saying there's not enough water that they can dump on it with snow and everything else that's going on, that they're looking at, a Category 7 Chernobyl at this point. Yeah. And, you know, it's a bad situation for everybody involved out there. You know, I think the hysteria of this thing is amazing, because when you think about people taking iodine pills on the West Coast, you know, it gets... how bad is it going to get? And I think that, you know, when you look at the big picture of the markets and you look at the big picture of what's going on there, you know, there's a lot of things that can take place out of this. There's the China aspect of it. China can't stand Japan. They have hated Japan forever. So what's China going to, what kind of moves are they going to make on it? The financial aspect of it, you know, is crumbling. You know, their markets are falling apart. At the same token, I think that, you know, the catastrophic end for the people that are walking around. The United States government yesterday issued a report for, it wasn't a mandatory evacuation, but they highly advised everybody to leave Japan. Not just that part of Japan, all of Japan.
Wow.
So I think that, you know, it's definitely something to talk about over, you know, the next... several weeks, especially on different shows that we do. But again, our condolences for anybody that was lost, but most importantly for the families that are hurting, the families that are here that have families there. Our prayers are with all of you, and most importantly, that you get a message of hope today, and that is that, you know, we can stand together and have faith and get through these things. What do you think about the Keith Richards book?
It's a wonderful book. It's an amazing book, actually.
Yeah, I haven't read it yet. Kevin gave it to me about 2 months ago, and you know.
Well, you haven't been that busy, right?
Yeah. I only had 3 ex-wives call me today.
you did. I witnessed all 3 calls. They all wanted them in different parts of the country today.
Unbelievable. So you were saying?
Yes, Keith. Keith's book is just. I mean, it's just Keith. He just says it like it is, and he goes into his experience as a child, some of his heartbreaks as a kid, you know, very dysfunctional, almost like a John Lennon-type upbringing, and, you know, no father around, and a stepfather that was there that was much younger, and just threw his life to hell. You know, it was dumb luck. They had no idea that the Rolling Stones would ever develop, and they developed overnight. They played one club, and then within 3 months, they had thousands of people coming to see their music. They had no clue what was about to take place.
It's an amazing process that happened over there, because that's 64, prior to 64, that like 64, 63 to 65 era with not only, of course, the Beatles charging forward, but you had the Stones right behind them. You had... of course, you had Eric Burden and the Animals. You had the Kinks. You had the Frogs. You had all of these different groups that just 5 of them. Okay, what 5 were they, Joe? What's that?
Dave Clark 5.
Okay, Dave Clark 5. We had the Frogs, right?
Trogs.
Yeah. And then we had the Beatles. We had the Kinks.
The Animals.
the animals. So that was
that would be the big ones. Yeah,
that would be the big ones.
Yeah.
But who didn't come until later on?
We had Herman Hermits, but
Hermits, but you know, what they have. Oh, Joe liked the Herman Hermits.
Henry VIII.
Henry VIII, I am, I am.
Next verse, same as the first.
So, the book is like, you know, so graphic.
It's very graphic.
And it talks about in detail some of the seedier situations that he was involved
in.
Most importantly, it's graphic in regards to other band members and how they feel about each other.
Oh, yeah. He definitely puts Mick under the bus, which now has definitely had him around. Yeah, he called him Brenda. And Mick never knew who he was talking about when he would say, "Where's Brenda?" And Brenda did this, and Mick was clueless for years.
Mm.
But the problem is he talked about the lead singer syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
That Mick always thought it was his band. In fact, in one tour, they introduced him at one show, Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones.
Not a good thing.
Which, and then he one time said about Charlie Watts, Mick Jagger said, "Where's my drummer?"
Yeah.
And Mick opened the door and Charlie laid him out.
Nice.
Yeah. But, you know, just two different type characters. I mean, Keith Richards and Mick Jagger, the personalities, that the fact that they got together is amazing.
Well, I think the other aspect of it is Mick now, more so now, especially since the early 90s, and even into the 80s, is really all about the money.
Yes, yes.
And Keith is all about the music.
And that's pretty much how it was. I mean, Mick started at the London School of Economics,
mm-hmm.
and that's, you know, the same place where JFK went.
Yeah.
And he wanted to see if this music wasn't going to make it, Mick would have had him, you know, some business or something financially ahead for him. He was even thinking about politics. Once the band made it, he saw that it made money. Mick jumped on. Keith would still be playing in a jazz bar somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely, you know, he's all about the music.
He's all about the guitar.
Yeah, and all about the experience of it too. I mean, you know, that whole experience and the whole the whole blues end of it too. I think he more so now in his later years of life is enjoying the blues, and he's enjoying being involved in, you know, different music that would not necessarily be a part of the Stones mix.
No, not at all.
Of the older stuff, like Muddy Waters and all of that stuff he's getting into now. He's getting really back into what his roots were to begin with.
Yeah, in fact, he gave a little blurb that he's been doing stuff with Paul McCartney.
Correct.
So I don't know if that's going to be recorded, but even like when he goes to Jamaica, he always plays with anywhere he's at.
Mm.
He grabs a pool of musicians and just plays with them.
Okay.
Anybody. He's definitely the soul of rock and roll.
Well, you know who was a lot like that too is John Entwistle from the bass player. He would, you know, he would just, you know, pick up Godzilla and start playing anywhere.
Right.
And it was amazing when you see that the guys that were, I mean, let's look at Bowie for an example.
Right.
Bowie became very financially, you know, in that direction, more finances and more money than he did the music. And it showed over the years.
Sure.
And where I think, you know, when you look at guys like John Entwistle and you look at even like Pete Townsend, Pete Townsend's not about the money. Roger Vulture's not about the money. These guys are about the music.
Right.
You can see the guys that have totally, totally changed over the years. You know, and, you know, I hate to say it, but when you walk up to the ticket window at a Stones concert and you pay $150 for a nosebleeder,
right,
should be an indication, especially when there's 80,000 seats in the arena. How much money can they make off of one tour?
It's amazing. I mean, that's you know, if they do tour again,
which they are,
it will always be the biggest money making tour. When they tour, they break all the records.
It's huge. I remember when they pulled the train into Grand Central Station. And I was literally right down the street and ran down to Grand Central Station to see the whole thing. You couldn't even get in. It was packed. You couldn't even get in there because they made the Steel Wheels tour announcement from Grand Central Station on this train. And it was amazing at the end of that tour when they gave the numbers of what that tour made, and I think they all made like $30 million each, and that was just for the performing. It had nothing to do with, of course, Mick getting into the memorabilia and all
that.
It's
all Mick. Mick does all the merchandise, and nothing goes through Mick.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing gets out there that's not through Mick.
Correct.
Which, you know, I mean, Keith even says that if it wasn't for Mick, the Stones wouldn't be around today. But the years where he was heavy in his addiction, you know, Mick made sure that Keith was still getting his money and there was still money put aside. So, you know, Mick did definitely throw Keith some bones. But there was a lot of bitterness through the years over relationships. That's the other thing with women.
Mm.
Mick was very much just about getting a bunch of women,
mm.
where Keith was more with you know, the quality. You know, he said he'd rather be, lay with a woman than have any kind of physical experience, you know, more to get to know them.
Yeah. That's amazing from Keith.
It is.
That's
well,
amazing about.
Yeah, he probably couldn't, you know.
Well, you know, he had to lay with him for at least 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, you might not have been able to perform with all those drugs, too. We got to take that into consideration.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I got to tell you, you know, I love music, and, you know, we all do. Me and Kevin both are, you know, big music fanatics. But most importantly, when you start looking at the people that we've been working with, you know, we got this gig coming up. In May, we have another live broadcast that we're doing from a Sober Fest up in Pennsylvania.
Sober Stock.
And we also have, of course, the Rockers in Recovery concert on the Memorial Day weekend. That's scheduled. We have Woody Geisman and Del Fuego's reunion two nights up in Boston. We'll be at that broadcast and live and streaming live. We'll also be at the Super Group, fourth annual Super Group in October. We'll also be in October. We'll also be in Ocean City, New Jersey, at the Bubba Mac concert, and we will also be at the fourth annual 12-step music fest that we are majorly involved with, and building a super group for that right now. So there's a lot of music going on, and the experiences for Rockers in Recovery in the East Coast music scene, and all of the rest of the folks that we're working with, is just an amazing thing right now. And you see the recovery aspect of it. We were talking about this today, that online, when you look at the recovery aspect, right, of people that, you know, have been in recovery, thank God it's a one-day-at-a-time program.
Right.
You know, you don't, like, stand up one day and say, I'm in recovery, and, you know, and that's the way it is, because it's a disease like any other disease. And one minute you might be saying that, and then, of course, things can happen. And so I want people to understand that are listening to us, that we all have a daily reprieve based on our spiritual maintenance of our, you know, spiritual tools and what we do with them every day. Because in the end, if we're not working that, you know, relapse is inevitable, in my opinion. So when I do things or I say things that I might not think are right, I will pick up the phone, even, you know, almost 5 years into my recovery, and call my sponsor and say, hey, listen, you know, this is what I just did, and put it out on the table and, you know, get feedback, even though I don't want to hear it.
Right.
And 9 times out of 10, I really don't want to hear it, but I have to do that because I got to know where I'm at. And then I have to, you know, take that inventory. I have to look at what was my side in it. I just went through something like that about 2 hours ago.
Yeah, I think I witnessed that.
Did you witness it?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, it was an amazing thing. But in the meantime, we're going to go out to a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Kevin Kim and more around him.
Well, I picked up some bad habits, and they kept me running hard. I went against my better judgment. I even turned my back on God. On the streets, I met my demons, and they dragged me down the drain with another shot of something just to get me past the pain. Yeah, the door is always open.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll free today. 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. and let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
All Florida bail bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida bail bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Florida bail bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida bail bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
The Seaside Inn is a private, sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit holisticlifestylesradio.com.
You are listening to the Rockers in Recovery Radio Show. To learn more about the broadcast, go to holisticlifestylesradio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now back to today's show. Once again, your host, John Holland.
Hey, welcome back. And of course, you heard our boy, Richie Soup. Richie Soup is nominated for a Prism Award this year, and I will be, everybody sitting down, I will be flying out to L.A.
Wow.
And I will be at the Prism Awards this year. Go figure. And are actually letting me in.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm not coming in, you know, like next to the dumpster at 4 o'clock.
Beverly Hills Hotel, right there.
Beverly Hills.
Wow. Hilton. Wow.
Yeah. Amazing. Actually, you know, that's the kind of place I used to eat at a dumpster. So hopefully, you know, if it's too expensive, I know where I can eat.
You know where you can eat.
Yeah. Yes. And if you catch it late at around 2 a.m., it's still warm.
Nice.
Nice, huh?
But how about in the sunlight the next day?
You're going to watch. It's a little rancid then.
You little maggots.
But here's another protein. I mean, all in all, that's protein. But here's anybody driving down the street right now that is listening to 1470 AM and is throwing up out their car window. We want to tell you to wipe your mouth. Okay. In the meantime, let's talk about Keith Richards falling out of a coconut tree.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was on vacation with his family, right?
Nice.
It says in the book, and he was picking coconuts. That's, you know, normal for a 60 guy in the 60s.
Yeah.
And, of course,
and all
fell.
That Bacardi.
And all that Bacardi rum.
Yeah.
And he
yeah.
fell.
Nice.
Yeah. And
it wasn't good.
Wasn't good.
Wasn't good. They
and
thought,
he was going to
yeah.
die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Head injuries. I mean, how can you really tell if Keith Richards has had a major head injury, though?
You would never know by him talking.
You know what I mean? That's something the doctors must have had a hard time with diagnosing that.
They said the only thing at the end, I'm not going to go to, but with nuclear fallout, I was going to say, but the only people that are going to be around are Keith Richards and cockroaches.
Oh, absolutely.
It's amazing how he's.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, when I heard that he snorted ashes
yeah.
with a little bit of cocaine in it. With his dad.
With his dad. Well,
his dad's ashes and cocaine, right?
He gave good reasoning. What he said is that he was doing...
There's no good reason.
He's saying he was snorting cocaine on the table. No,
no,
I'm not... I'm talking about his father. That's how he justified that.
Okay, well, listen, then, you know, minus the coke, if you want to snort your dad, go ahead and snort.
Right. Well, the urn spilled, and he hadn't been doing it, so he just put them together. And he said there was an old ritual that he read about that you ingest your ancestors.
Really? Well, you know... Well, hey, listen, I guess there is a benefit to this. Him and Idi Amin aren't sharing a table.
The Dahmer party.
The Dahmer party. The Dahmer party of three.
Keith's a guest.
Nice. So, but I think, you know, when you think about Keith falling out of a tree, I mean, I just can't picture him even climbing a tree.
That's amazing.
You don't think he has the energy to even climb
a tree? Well, he claims he's quite a bit of an outlaw. In the book, he says he's masters at guns. He's, you know, he's in good shape, he claims, in the book.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. Have you ever, I mean, listen, if you look at interviews from, like, 68 through current, Keith is always vertical during interviews.
Always, yeah.
He's never, like, sitting straight up. He's usually like, you know, like I can't even do it. Like if you were watching me right now, I mean, I would, you know, trying to lay in my chair here. You know?
And he's incoherent and barely have any energy, and he just happens to be just haphazardly showing up.
I think the complete interview that we should try to get right here on the East Coast music scene, one of the ones that we should shoot for that everybody I think would truly enjoy, is us interviewing Keith Richards and Ozzy Osbourne at the same time.
That would be beautiful.
I think those two communicating back and forth. Mm-hmm.
We need a translator, though. We definitely need a translator. Well, you and I might understand because we've been in that.
We would definitely understand.
Yeah.
But the general public would be like, you know what they say?
Well, they do have the book Life coming out with Keith doing the reading.
Really?
Yeah, so that should be real. Yes.
No.
Yes, yeah.
Oh,
so they signed him up for that. So that should be real interesting.
So he's doing like
an audio book.
He's doing an audio book of his
audio. Of life,
oh,
yeah.
My God.
So during the negotiations, I read that, but...
That should be interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
You have to keep rewinding and rewinding.
No, we don't rewind anymore.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I still do. I still have a cassette.
Well, I guess we do. I guess you know...
CD player.
Yeah. You know, back and forward now.
There you go.
You know, we don't have rewind. I mean, you know, of course, Joe Behind the Glass, being a Herman Hermans fan... We were trying to figure out if Joe had long hair. You know, we're looking at Joe and trying to figure it out.
He didn't have long hair?
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's always been the same.
He was a big Peter Noon fan from that.
Peter Noon. Nice. Thumbs up on the Peter Noon thing.
Yeah.
Well, here, I think that we need to talk about a couple other things here. First of all, the recovery aspect of this, because out of that band right now, of course, Ronnie Wood is the one that was just as bad as Keith.
They were going to stop. They were going to get rid of him a few times. It talks about that in the book.
Mm-hmm.
That what Ronnie would do is he would go to treatment for gambling addiction, which he didn't have, so he could drink every evening.
Nice.
But now finally, you know, the band kept Mick. Really wanted him out of the band. Really did not want Ronnie anymore because it got that bad. Because Keith would sort of maintain during the tour, but Ronnie, you know, never could say no.
Wow. So and again, that's like amazing stuff when you think about. Those guys having issues with somebody else's drinking and drugging.
Exactly.
Here's my question. I look at the 1960s and the 70s, even into the 80s, where it was acceptable. That was acceptable behavior.
Right.
Somewhere in the 80s, somebody woke up and said, wow, wait a minute, this ain't cool.
Right.
We're destroying ourselves. We're destroying, you know, what we stand for. But it was that change came. But, you know, anybody that grew up in the 60s, mid-60s, all of the 70s, and halfway through the 80s, especially if you were, like, in your teens or early 20s during that time period, there's a lot of people that came out of there that are still licking their wounds.
Oh, yeah. And then it was acceptable. School teachers... I remember being in public school. You knew the teacher. You heard stories about him. They would just make jokes about it. It wasn't until education came in and really, you know, gave us awareness.
I remember smoking, you know, a doob with the old teacher at one
point. Of course,
You know what I mean? Drinking some wine with a teacher. You know what I mean?
It was all in the name of enlightenment, you know. But, no, I mean, the devastation that you started seeing, you know, around it soon then.
But here now you have these same cats. And a lot of them, I got to tell you, that's when you start looking at the Richie Supas. And let's look at Richie, just for Richie as an example. Richie was called as one of the major record producers in New York City, said that Richie Supa was the worst heroin addict ever produced in New York.
Wow.
And was not allowed to be around Aerosmith whatsoever.
And didn't they refer to him as some name?
Yeah, he was the Antichrist.
The Antichrist.
They called Richie Supa the Antichrist.
Wow.
Now, here, Richie is 20-plus years sober, 22 years sober, and clean and carrying a message that's unbelievable. Amazing has been written behind his recovery. Last House on the Block has been written behind his recovery. Ricky Bird is another one.
Right.
Guy that would just, I asked Ricky recently, how can you be on a bus tour for a year? How could you do that? He said, John, I was high.
Right.
I was drunk every day. You know what I mean? That's how I was able to get through those time periods. You know, when you look at that generation that's now flipped and is carrying that message, and is carrying a message that, hey, listen, you don't have to go there anymore. So all of the insanity that we're really talking about right now, and the last stages of addiction and the last stages of alcoholism, you know, trust me, folks, you're not going to be a Keith Richards. You're not going to be hanging out in the Bahamas. You're not going to be climbing coconut trees. You're not going to be, having a bank account that will never empty out. You're not going to have any of those things.
Right.
But see, in my youth, I truly believed that we could have all of those things because that's what I emulated in my life.
Sure, they were our idols.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we looked up to. I think when we used to hang together with the Stones, we were always on,
right.
On the radio.
Right.
So we were trying to follow that myth.
Yeah, and then live fast, die young, and look like Keith Richards. You know what I mean? And in this particular case, live long and die looking really, really old.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because he does talk about his usage in the book in detail and how the difference than others, you know, like he had a doctor on tour with him.
Uh-huh.
He had, he didn't believe going overboard where, you know, you would think with all the money, but he would see other people like he talked about, John Phillips.
Oh yeah.
Was
John
so
Phillips.
Tragic.
Yeah.
He said he just turned them on once and that was it.
Yeah.
And for years he didn't use.
Uh-huh.
And then Keith turned them on, and Keith pretty much goes about how you can feel you can hear the guilt. On different people like Graham Parsons and you know, where they were going with it, you know. And he definitely had stoppages. You know, he was a little clear there that, you know, he hasn't done
like
heroin.
Yeah,
he hasn't done heroin in many years, you know, and he's dabbled with cocaine. But
well, I think the other, when you look at the whole process of that whole industry, has changed. What used to be acceptable in that industry is no longer acceptable.
Yeah.
So they had to clean up to a certain degree. I mean, they're still writing their own tickets.
Well, it's funny you say
that,
because I worked in the 80s in music, and it was all cocaine and alcohol. And right about mid-80s is where the record companies started saying, look, we're going to sign these new wave bands who are all fresh and clean and caring about makeup and their hair, and we're gonna get rid of you guys because you're spending all of our money, you're a liability, and you're dying.
Correct.
So we need to protect our investment. It's a business.
Absolutely. So, and again, when you start looking at the industry now, it's even changed so much that nobody's really looking for a label anymore. Who's looking for a label?
You're looking at different means now.
You know? And if you are getting a label, you know, it's usually the guys like the Stones and those guys with Left to Do.
Yeah.
And those guys are getting, you know, record labels. But the majority of the musicians today have to be so on point. And they have to be so understanding of business aspects for themselves today to get their stuff on iTunes, to get their stuff on Amazon, to be able to promote their own things, to be able to get out there and work the room, so to speak.
Exactly.
Where they didn't have to do any of those things. They had publicists. They had all of these things. The record companies came with all of that stuff. At the same time, these guys changed the footnotes of everything that's transpired up to this point. The guys like Bowie with Bowie Bombs, the guys like Freddie Mercury's drummer, Brian May changed the face of a lot of stuff when he started to do the digital downloads because Queen was like one of the biggest first ones to really get out there. If you go and look at Queen's stuff, it's been around for
and the Beatles just got into it.
Beatles
now.
just just hit now, within the last 3 months.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's the wave of the future, but overall you had two types of folks out there. You had the musician that was continuing to get the label, trying to get the label, and then in the middle of the 90s they were like, wait a minute, we can't get labels no more. Well, we got to stop, back up, and now we got to get acclimated to this. And a lot of them didn't want to do it.
No. They thought it was selling out, where they were already selling out with labels, but they didn't see it that way.
Correct. We're going to go out to a break, and when we come back, of course, we're going to talk more with Kevin King. We're going to talk music. We're going to talk East Coast music scene. We're going to talk about the Bubba Mac that's going to be doing this show starting next Thursday along with Kevin King.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You are listening to the Rockers in Recovery Radio Show. To learn more about the broadcast, go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now back to today's show. Once again, your host, John Holland.
Welcome back. WNN 1470 AM on the AM radio dial. You're listening to us live. Of course, we are also streaming on WWNNradio.com. We're also streaming on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, we are streaming on all of the social media sites that we belong to. And, of course, the two websites, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com and RockersInRecovery.com. And we want to thank everybody for tuning in today. We, of course, starting out next Thursday, it is going to be the East Coast music scene. East Coast music scene has been around for a while now, but we've been doing shows periodically with it. And we're actually going to be kicking off and debuting from this point forward, starting on Thursday, to the East Coast music scene, where we'll be incorporating different musicians up and down the East Coast in regards to music, blues, and soul, and all types of different classic rock and roll. And, of course, Kevin King is going to be your host, along with Bubba Mac.
Nice.
Bubba Mac is from New Jersey. Bubba Mac and the Bubba Mac Experience and the Bubba Mac Blues Band has been around for quite a few years. Bubba Mac is... Been around the South Jersey community for many, many years. And we are looking forward to having Bubba Mac on and many, many guests. And, of course, it's like anything else. When we started 3 years ago, we were thinking to ourselves, you know something? Well, maybe we'll do a couple of shows. And here we are 18 hours a week 3 years later. And God willing, this will take off and we'll have a good response with it, and everybody that wants to find out more about the East Coast music scene can go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com and RockersAndRecovery.com until we build the site, which is happening this week. So we look forward to having Kevin King on with us. Of course, Kevin's been doing a lot of the Holistic Lifestyles radio show stuff. I have Carol Corbin coming on with me tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Nice.
I got to tell you, this lady is the coolest lady. She writes blogs. And she deals with food addiction and eating disorders and stuff like that. And she writes blogs. And Carol's the type of lady that she's been around, but nobody really knows she's been around because all of her stuff's everywhere. And she really never gets any recognition the way that she should. And I'm having her on the show tomorrow. She has actually fed me probably over 100 blogs, well, maybe not that many, 50 at least, over the last couple of years to put on our website. And it's overdue, definitely.
Nice.
So Carol Corbin will be on with us tomorrow. We're going to talk about, of course, healthy ways of eating, healthy lifestyles, and most importantly, how we can take addictions like eating disorders and stuff like that and turn them around, because there's a lot of ladies out there that not only suffer from this, the eating disorder end of it, but they also suffer from the cutting end. There's a lot of different things, the mental health issues that come behind it. So we're looking forward to having Carol Corbin on tomorrow at 2 o'clock with us. And, of course, Saturday at 3 o'clock, we have Youth in Recovery. We are looking forward to Jovito kicking off his first show this week at 3 o'clock. And then from 4 to 6 on Saturday, we have that sci-fi show with Chris West. And then Sunday night from 9 to midnight, we have Rockers in Recovery. This week on Rockers in Recovery, very interesting. We're going to have Aaron Adler from the West Coast, and we're going to be speaking with Aaron in regards to some new music that she's producing. And Erin's been around a long, long time, and she's really great at what she does. And we're going to talk to her about her, you know, like her Joan Jett style of performing. We're also going to have on Sunday night at 10 o'clock, Erin Hamilton, daughter of Carol Burnett. She's going to be on with us, and we're going to have some fun. She's been on in the past, and we look forward to her coming back. And then 10 o'clock, we're going to have the Monty, or I'm sorry, 11 o'clock, we're going to have the Monty Man on Sunday. And if you get a chance to tune in, check out Monty Man's show, and we will make sure that Monty Man gets played this week. It's been a tough thing. Monty's been in and out of the hospital. We send our love out to the West Coast to Monty, and we look forward to getting his show on Sunday night. Starting, of course, this past week, what we were doing is we're replaying the Sunday night first hour. So whoever's on the first hour of Sunday night, we're replaying it on Monday. And then we replay, of course, the second hour of the Sunday night show Tuesdays at 2 o'clock. And then we, of course, have Will Grayson in on Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, and also Thursday night. So then our girl, the lady that I love, I mean, I literally love this lady, the shift guru, Barbara Joy. And she's on every Wednesday at 2 p.m. and again at our 10 o'clock hour show at night, 10 p.m. So that's pretty much our schedule here, Monday through Friday, 2 and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Saturday from 3 to 6, Sundays from 9 to midnight. We look forward to you guys tuning in, and we look forward to our new productions that are happening, Youth in Recovery and East Coast Music Scene, two shows that are being launched right now. And we look forward to lots of good stuff happening. Kevin, in closing, what do you, I mean, as far as the recovery aspect is concerned and the addiction aspect of folks today that came out of that era that truly believe, well, listen, I don't have an issue and I don't have a problem, because there's a lot of denial that came out of that era also. What do you say to those folks?
The ones, well, I mean, look around you. Look, I mean, you know, I mean, I was in the club scene and worked with bands, and, you know, because of the advent of Facebook, you find out a lot of people are no longer around. And, you know, people are still having these addictions all the way through. Some people say, well, you know, I'm just smoking marijuana.
Yeah.
You know, but they're spending a few hundred dollars a week on marijuana, and they're not getting things done. I mean, drinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've cut down, they say, on the harder illicit, but that's still, yeah.
What's the end result with Bubba Mac? What do you think this is going to lead to?
I think it's pretty huge. I mean, the way I've been watching all these things come together, I mean, you know, I was reading about Bubba's bio, and then you met him down in the Keys.
Yep.
at Pat Croce's bar,
mm-hmm.
which Pat Croce...
Well, actually, Living Room.
Yeah.
I met him at the hotel.
You met him at the hotel.
Was invited to...
Invited, yeah. Let's get that clear with Rockers and Recovery.
I wasn't hanging out at the bar.
And then Bubba ran into him. Bubba was playing, performing, which we can do today. That's what the amazing thing is. You know, with others in a fellowship, we can go to places
correct.
Like that. But
absolutely.
You went and saw Bubba perform,
correct.
And that's a, you know, connection of Ocean City.
Mm-hmm.
I also know one of the band members very well, mm-hmm. and Bubba Mac. And the amazing thing is with Pat Croce is the Hooters, who we're going to be bringing in April,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they talk about their projects now. Pat Croce works with all of them. So just I'm starting to see this little web before we even began. So, you know, and I really do want to see a lot of these, you know, like we talked about, the music industry the way it is, you know, to get people a chance to get a vehicle so where they can get heard and get out there and let their projects be known.
Absolutely. Put your music out there and make it be heard, you know, and we can give them that footstool to jump up on. I am really, really proud of everybody that is a part of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. And I mean that, like, no kidding, you know what I mean? I mean, from the guys that keep me together during deaths I've gone through, 3 deaths in the last 10 months, and I'm able to get on the road and go take care of my business, guys like Joe, guys like Greg Cooper, you know, Chris West, Ken at Night, these guys, you know, I without them as, of course, the back part of our shows, we would be nothing. So we want to, of course, thank those guys for doing all that they do. At the same token, guys like yourself and guys like Chris D from the First Steps Over House and all of the rest of the folks, you know, Clapton's Crossroads of Antigua, people that, you know, really gave us a shot when everybody else was saying, listen, you're not going to be on the air in 6 months. And that's what people were telling us.
Wow.
Radio shows don't make it. You won't be on in 6 months. And by the grace of God, we're still sitting here and we're still carrying a message. And I want to thank my sponsors like Scott Armbruster, Sound Pillow, for doing that for us and making that happen. And, of course, Cannon Selling Builders and, you know, all of the rest of folks, Robert Glock, Trip Becker. These guys just have never given up on us. And, you know, for that, we are internally grateful for helping us carry our message. And most importantly, for showing us love.
Lots of love.
Lots of love. So I want to, of course, direct you to our websites, holisticlifestylesradio.com, rockersandrecovery.com. Please join us on Facebook, Rockers in Recovery Facebook, also Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show Facebook. You can go on. There's about, a few thousand people, about 4,000 on one and about 2,000 on the other. You can go on and join and be a part of our networks. And you can also check out some of our friends at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com right on the links. And enjoy your day here in South Florida. And most importantly, remember that, you know, when I say any day above dirt is a good day, I truly mean that, because where I came from and where I'm at today, we are blessed. And most importantly, we get to carry a message. And that message is that if you are hurting today, you don't have to. You know, you can turn it around. Is the glass half empty or is it half full? Today I choose to believe that it's half full, even though 2 hours ago I thought it was half empty. So what we're going to do is play Last House on the Block. Oh, actually, we'll play, let's play Ricky. Broken. Yeah, we'll play Broken. Yeah, actually, let's play my man Ricky. Ricky's the bomb. He just texted me, actually. This one goes out to you, Ricky. Ricky Bird and his song, Broken.
The things I did to just not feel the pain, like drinking myself slowly down the drain. I couldn't quit. I never thought that I would see the day. I'd hit my knees and I would start to pray. Suddenly I felt the spark that picked me up and led me from the dark. Could it be God? Tired of hurting, tired of all the bridges burning. Surrender was the only way to win. When I let go, my wildest dreams were found and waiting. I won't go back, cause life is on. Broken is a place I've already been. I got deal with every wrong turn that I took. Mistakes I made read like an open book. Just one drink away. And here comes the pain. Tired of hurting, tired of all the bridges burning. Surrender was the only way to win. When I let go, my wildest dreams were out there. Life is on the mend. Broken is a place I've already been. I've already been broken down and busted. Already been a man I don't wanna be.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of this call, and not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors. WNN, Pompano Beach. AM 1470 with even more of what you're looking for. The Health and Wealth Network is now online. Check the program schedule and listen live. Go to WWNNradio.com. That's WWNNradio.com. AM 1470 with even more information you can use. Are you suffering with chronic pain? Tune in for No Bones About It with Dr. Alvin Stein. You'll learn non-invasive techniques that can help you get rid of your pain without the use of harmful drugs or surgery. That's No Bones About It with Dr. Alvin Stein. Tuesday mornings at 11, right here on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. AM 1470, with even more information you can use. Join pharmacist and educator Jerry Hickey for the Invite Health Radio.